Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. This is Brother John Loniker. This week I want to speak on the blood of Jesus Christ. For our text, I'm going to be reading from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. You know, the blood of Jesus Christ is the only cleansing agent that cleanses us from our sin. You know, when our bodies get dirty, we take a shower and we use soap to get clean. When our dishes get dirty, we use the dish soap to clean our dishes. And when our laundry gets dirty, we wash our clothes with laundry detergent. But what washes away our sins? It is the blood of Jesus Christ and that alone. You know, true Christianity is the only religion or the only true faith that is trusting in something outside of themselves or something they can do. We have the precious blood of Jesus Christ. That is what we are trusting in. You know, the Catholics pay to have their sins washed away. You know, we read here in our text, for as much as ye know, you're not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold. They try to pay the priest to have their sins washed away. And then it says, from your vain conversation received by tradition of your fathers. Then you have many other religions. You know, you have the Muslims, Hindus, and Buddha, and there's many others that go along with that. They depend on their good works they do to, and hoping it will somehow take care of their sins when they stand before the judgment seat of Christ. But it's not going to work, because look at verse 20 in our text, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. God has ordained the blood of Christ to cleanse us from our sin. And if we jump over to Leviticus chapter 17, I'm going to read a couple verses here. God gives Moses instruction about the blood. It says, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. So here we see that the blood is what God has ordained to cleanse us from our sin, as we read in 1 Peter 1, verse 20. Then in verse 12 in Leviticus, he says, therefore I said unto the children of Israel, no soul of you shall eat blood, neither shall any stranger that sojourneth among you eat blood. And whatsoever man there be of the children of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, which hunteth and catcheth any beast or fowl that may be eaten, he shall even pour out the blood thereof and cover it with dust. For it is the life of all flesh. The blood of it is for the life thereof. Therefore I said unto the children of Israel, ye shall eat the blood of no manner of flesh, for the life of all flesh is in the blood thereof. Whosoever eateth it shall be cut off. And so we see here that God is giving them strict regulations on how to use the blood, because he has ordained it for one purpose, and that is to make an atonement for the soul. And we see that also in 1 Peter, that the blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. You know, the blood of Jesus Christ is your only hope for cleansing from your sins. And so this week here, I want to look at several different things that the blood of Jesus Christ does for us. This morning, I'm just laying the foundation for the rest of the week. And so the blood of Jesus Christ, the first thing that it does, it
washes us.
It washes us. In Revelations chapter 1, it talks about how it washes us from our sins. And so this morning, we need to be thankful for the blood of Jesus Christ. You know, in Exodus chapter 29, you know, Moses, he killed the animal and he sprinkled it on all the people. And the people went home from worshiping the Lord covered in blood. It says he sprinkled it all over the blood. It's actually in Exodus 24:8. He sprinkled the blood on all the people. You know, many of us have butchered animals, and after we are done, sometimes we're quite full of blood. But you know, the blood of Jesus Christ was shed once and for all. You know, and so this morning, are we thankful for the blood of Jesus Christ? And we will continue to look at it, some more aspects of it later, tomorrow and the rest of the week. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.